Hi there. The word for you today is more than conquerors. In 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14, the apostle writes, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Jesus said in John 16 verse 33, here on earth you will have many trials. Let me tell you something. Having problems doesn't mean you're a fake or a failure, or even the focus of God's anger and displeasure. You see, the storm tested both the believer and the unbeliever's house in the parable Jesus told in Matthew 7, but the believer overcame it. So what's God's goal? Here it is, to make you an overcomer, not an escape artist. Thanks be unto God, writes the apostle, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Yes, God will deliver you, but first he'll develop you. There are problems you can't avoid and must deal with, such as your physical heredity. In a society obsessed with looks, let me ask you, are you happy about yours? Do you feel too tall, too short, unattractive, not athletic? You're apple-shaped, pear-shaped, your nose is all wrong. You got freckles, double chin, protruding ears. You try to darken it, lighten it, accentuate it, hide it, reduce it, enlarge it, but it never looks the way you wish. Hey, be careful. Beware of this world's carnal norms. In 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12, Paul writes, they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another without understanding, or they had no understanding. The Bible points out that sorrow awaits those. I'm reading from Isaiah 45, verse 9. Sorrow awaits those who argue with their Creator, saying, stop, you're doing it wrong. Hey, look your best, but accept what you can't change. God doesn't make mistakes. Don't be like those, quote, without understanding. Remember this verse, 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. People judge by outward appearance, but listen to it, the Lord looks at your heart. That's what matters. So adopt God's standard, not man's. And today, start appreciating yourself, okay?